He said, unless you let your pride rise up within you, and then you decide that you've got this on your own, and that your power or that your ingenuity or your intelligence or your own ability hath gotten you all these things. He said, if you let your pride rise up in your heart and think that way, then you'll forget to praise God. I'm afraid that's what's happened to a great degree in our nation, in our own personal lives sometimes. We forget the fact that everything I have is a gift. I don't have a thing in my life that wasn't given to me. And everything I have, all that we all have, is a gift from God. I didn't do a thing to get anything in my life. Neither did you. It was a gift of God's wonderful grace. We all just stop every day when a new day dawns and you get out of your bed with your mind in its rightful state and you get your clothes on, look at the beautiful sunshine that God gives or the rain or whatever He sends, and look at the beautiful creation God's made. You have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Precious families. I could just go on and on and on and on.
And he could go on and on and on. I mean, think about it. Everything that we have in our lives was given to us by God. God is the one that gives us all the good stuff. He gave us life. He gave us so much. He could really just go on and on. Anyway, welcome to Sharon Baptist Church. We're happy you're joining us today. We are located at 2628 Shady Lane Avenue, right here in Concord, North Carolina, if you'd like to come join us for services. We do take temperatures at the door and offer face masks as well, and also practice social distancing. If you're concerned about that, no problem. Watch our live stream. We live stream on Facebook at 10:45 every Sunday morning as well. On Facebook, you can find us at Sharon Baptist Concord. Now, if you'd like to find out more about us, listen to audio, watch other sermons, or check us out, find us on our website at SharonBaptistConcord.com. Well, here's Pastor James Strickland.
In thinking about the special season of Thanksgiving, there's so many things that we could share that would be appropriate, and so many things that we have that God has blessed us with that we're so thankful for. I just want to share some thoughts today on the Thanksgiving season. If you'll turn with me, please, in your scriptures to the first epistle of the Thessalonians, chapter number 5. I'm going to read verses 16, 17, and 18. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. And let's together give some thoughts about Thanksgiving today. As Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse 18, 16, 17, 18, he says this in verse 16. He says, rejoice evermore. Surely Christians have a lot to rejoice about, don't we? Then he says, pray without ceasing. And certainly we have a lot to pray about without ceasing, don't we? And then in verse number 18, he says this, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, as I begin to think about this Thanksgiving season, at this time of year especially, I wonder sometimes, I don't know if you wonder or not, but I wonder sometimes if Thanksgiving is not kind of imposed on us by society rather than impressed on us by the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We see business imposing on us all kinds of Black Friday sales. I think they ought to change that name to Green Friday. That's all they're looking at, it's the money. Not much blackness to it, it's all green. And they can't seem to get the seasons separated one from another until another session comes on and there's another emphasis on this or that or the other. It's all about business, business, business. And I think that we should begin to think more about Thanksgiving to our Lord than the season of Black Fridays or whatever else it might be. I think our society imposes thoughts of profit rather than praise and thanksgiving to our Lord. But I want us to take this biblical passage and approach this year at Thanksgiving to really giving celebration, praise to our precious Lord Jesus Christ in due honor unto Him and being thankful to Him for all that He's done for us. God's word is just filled. Just read anywhere almost through the Psalms, all the way through the word of God is filled with people of God giving thanks and praise unto our wonderful Lord for the things he's done for us. It's just filled from cover to cover. I want us to be sure that at this Thanksgiving season, that our true praise and our true thanks and our true honor is given rightfully to our precious Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to him in the right manner and in the right motive. God had Paul to write these words to help us in this Thanksgiving season, as well as throughout all the year. You can read this passage and be just so thankful everything God's done for us. But I want to let Paul speak to us from this passage by the Holy Spirit and give some real thoughts to that God-honoring praise and thanksgiving that we should render unto him. I see two particular things in this passage that I want to share with us today, rather short, rather simple. But I want to share, first of all, Paul tells us here what we ought to be thankful for. Did you hear what he said? In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This verse sounds so inclusive, doesn't it? In everything, give thanks. Now, if you just stop and kind of muddle over that just a moment, we could spend the rest of this day thanking God for what he's given us. Everything. You have air to breathe, thank God. You have clothes to wear, thank God. You have a home to live in, thank God. You have a wonderful house of worship to come, thank God. You have jobs, you have families, you have health, most of us. Thank God. Just so many things we could be thankful for. It is meant to be, in everything give thanks unto God. This is literally what the verse is saying. There's nothing that you have that you shouldn't just stop and thank God for it. Every good and perfect gift comes down from God unto us, doesn't it? So anything you have, all that you are, all that you have been or ever will be, we need to give thanks unto our Lord for it. But that's what's expected of Christians. Did you hear that? It's the will of God that we give thanks for God's goodness to us. All his children should be giving thanks every day, not just at Thanksgiving season. But I think there are two particular things here I could bring out to let us look at together. Two things that we should be really thankful for among all the other things that we have. I think we ought to be thankful, first of all, for our prosperity. If you'll turn back with me in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 8. Deuteronomy chapter number 8. I want you to look at some verses with me. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Begin looking there in about verse number 10. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10. Here God speaks through Moses to the children of Israel as he would be blessing them, providing all their needs, and they were to be thankful for what he had done for them. Deuteronomy 8, verse 10. Notice he begins with the word when. Not if, but when you get to the promised land, when God blesses you. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy hearts and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And slip down to verse number 17. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. We ought to stop where we are and just really give a strong look at the prosperity that God has blessed us with. You can take that nationally. God's blessed our land beyond measure. We couldn't begin to say thank you enough for the prosperity of America. Not so sure it's going to last much longer, but up to this point, we ought to thank God for it, prosperity. Look at your lives. He mentions here in Deuteronomy to the Israelites, when you have plenty to eat. We have plenty to eat. When he said, when you've built goodly houses, most of us have good dwellings, good comfortable houses, more so than anybody else in the whole wide world. When he says, when you've eaten and you've got goodly houses and your gold and your silver has multiplied and God's just blessed you and prospered you, he said, don't you forget to stop and thank God from whence they came. There's a hymn we sing, thank God from whom all blessings flow. Thank him all creatures here below. That's exactly what we ought to be doing this year at Thanksgiving. Thanking God for the prosperity that God has given us. Well, he said, unless you let your pride rise up within you, and then you decide that you've got this on your own, and that your power or that your ingenuity or your intelligence or your own ability hath gotten you all these things. He said, if you let your pride rise up in your heart and think that way, then you'll forget to praise God. I'm afraid that's what's happened to a great degree in our nation. In our own personal lives sometimes, we forget the fact that everything I have is a gift. I don't have a thing in my life that wasn't given to me. And everything I have, all that we all have, is a gift from God. I didn't do a thing to get anything in my life. Neither did you. It was a gift of God's wonderful grace. Well, just stop every day when a new day dawns and you get out of your bed with your mind in its rightful state and you get your clothes on. Look at the beautiful sunshine that God gives, or the rain or whatever he sends, and look at the beautiful creation God's made. You have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Precious families. I could just go on and on and on and on. Yet he says more here, I think, through this verse, that we ought to be thankful, first of all, for our prosperity. But then when you turn the page, we're also admonished in the Word of God to thank God for our adversity. One of the old Christian comedians years ago, it might have been Grady Nutt, I'm not sure, but I heard one of them say, it's hard to give God the praise when you slam your finger in the car door. Adversity. We need to learn to give God thanks, even for our adversity. Well, how do you say that, preacher? Why do you say that? Well, just turn over to the book of James. Turn over there shortly, just beyond Thessalonians, a few books there. Turn to the book of Hebrews, then to the book of James. And when you get to the book of James, look in chapter 1 and see what James writes in verses 2 through 4. Now, James is writing to Christians. He said, my brethren, notice this, James 1, 2. My brethren, he says, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. He didn't mean be perfect and sinless. He meant to be mature. So we ought to thank God for the adversities in our lives. Sometimes we fail to do that, don't we? We forget about that when adverse times come. But nonetheless, it's for us to give thanks for our adversities. You know why I say that? Because James said, it's God working out his will in our lives through Christ Jesus when adverse times come, like we're going through today in our nation. Probably the most adverse times we've ever seen, any of us, in all of our lifetime. Never have we seen adverse conditions as we're seeing them today. But for Christians, listen to me, it's not a time for defeat. It's not a time for fear. It's not a time for throwing in the spiritual towel and giving up. It's a time for remembering that through all these adverse things that happen to us, God's working out his will in his children to bring us to a point of maturity. I believe we ought to be more mature after this is over than we were before. We tend to forget the wonderful good things God does for us. But those adverse trials, those adverse temptations, those adverse tribulations that we have, and they're on us right now as a nation, aren't they? We should thank God that even through this, in Christ Jesus, he's maturing us, bringing us to a point of maturity in our lives. We do believe, don't we, as Christians, that all things work together for good, to those who love the Lord, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Now, I don't know all of God's purpose through COVID-19. I can't begin to say I do. I don't. I don't know what all God's going to bring about through this COVID-19, but I know this. God has a purpose through it, and God will get some glory and honor and praise, and we need to stop even through this adversity and thank God for what He's going to get honor, because He deserves it, all the honor, glory, and praise. Well, if we believe that all things work together for good, we ought to be able to thank God for the adversity as well as the prosperity that God sends us in our lives, shouldn't we? Those are just some things I think we need to be thankful for, our prosperity as well as our adversity. But I see something else in this passage also, not just some things that I think that we need to be thankful for. I think there's a reason here why we need to give thanks. Did you hear what he said? Go back and look at verse 18 again. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Our thanksgiving unto our Lord expresses God's will for all who are in Christ Jesus and trust Him as our Lord and Savior. Here we're told why we should give thanks. It is His will that we're being thankful for, that God loves us enough to express through Jesus Christ His will to us. And God works out His will in our lives through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here I think there are two things we need to see that come to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. And to be so thankful to God our Father through Christ for this. Here's why. First of all, Jesus is the revealer of God's will to me. I would never know what God's will is was it not for Jesus coming and showing me. You wouldn't know what God's will is for you unless Jesus Christ came to this earth and to reveal the will of God. If Jesus hadn't revealed it, you wouldn't know the will of God. Listen, see Jesus in His own example. How thankful was our Lord Jesus? All through His earthly ministry. You can just follow Him day by day wherever He went, even for small things like bread and fish. First of all, He lifted them up and He gave thanks unto God the Father for that meal. He gave thanks continually to God the Father to do His will. That's an example for us. Isn't Jesus our example in all things? Well, if He continually gave thanks unto God, then we ought to do the same thing. We ought to follow His example, shouldn't we? Give thanks for the simple thing we have to eat every day. It's a gift of God. Give thanks for all that you have. It's a gift of God. Nothing you can imagine in your life that you couldn't give thanks to God for, because Jesus revealed God's will in His children unto us. Listen. If Jesus, God's only begotten Son, came to this earth and gave thanks to God for the privilege to give His life and shed His blood for you and for me, surely we ought to thank Him for doing that, because He revealed that to us. He's not only the revealer of God's will in us, He is the mediator of God's will. He brought it to pass, if you will. There's only one mediator the Bible teaches us between God and man, and it is who? The Lord Jesus Christ. He came to do God's will. To do God's will personally, to do God's will perfectly, and to do God's will completely. And certainly Jesus did that, did He not? Then we ought to thank Him. He's the reason we know God's will. He's the one who mediated God's will and lets God work out His will through us. You see, God works out His will in your life and mine through our life, through Christ Jesus our Lord. He's the one who made it possible for us to do and to live in God's will, to accomplish God's will in us. Let me ask you to think about something. There's another story I'd like to share with you in the New Testament. There were 10 lepers who appeared before Jesus, and they asked, "Lord Jesus, have mercy on us." And Jesus did. Jesus healed all 10 of those lepers from leprosy. And the story goes on to say that only one leper came back before Jesus to give him thanks and praise him for what he had done in their lives. 9 out of 10 didn't even bother to thank Jesus for what he had done. What a great thing he had done in their lives. And they didn't even thank him for what he had done. What a great thing God's done in our lives. Could we not give him more thanks this year than ever before? I don't want to be counting the number 9, do you? I want to be along with the one who comes back and bows before Jesus and gives him thanks and worships him and praises him and honors him and glorifies him through the life that we live. I believe we ought to be all doing better this year than the 9. Why? Because Jesus tells us through Paul what we ought to be thankful for. Our prosperity as well as our adversity. Then he tells us why. The reason why we ought to be so thankful as children of God is because Jesus Christ came to reveal God's will to us. To let us know what God expects of us. To let us know what God wants us to do and how God wants us to live. And then he mediated that. He made it possible by his death on the cross that we could do God's will, that we could please God and honor him and glorify him and be thankful to him like the one. I often wonder, I guess we'll never know, may not need to know, but I wonder what the 9 kept thinking after their healing. I deserve that. God had to do that for me. I'm worthy. Listen, none of us are worthy. We're only worthy through Christ Jesus our Lord. He makes us worthy. And we are accepted in the beloved of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the joy, the Bible says, that was set down before Jesus, he endured the cross. He despised the shame. And is now set down by the right hand of God the Father in heaven. And for this, we ought to be so thankful that our hearts just overjoy with thanksgiving to our Lord for all that he's done for us, all that he's doing for us today, and all he has already prepared to do for us in the future. How could we not say, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me? Thank you, Lord. The old hymn sings, we ought to thank God because we've got shoes on our feet, food on our tables, roofs over our heads, and multiplied things more than that. You know what God promises us? Bread and water. Daily bread. But oh, how much more God's added to that bounty. How much more could we be thankful for this year? When you sit down with your families, and I trust that you will, during the Thanksgiving holiday, that you'll really just pause, more so than ever, and thank Jesus for the prosperity of the wonderful bounty he's going to spread before you and your family. Thank God for your prosperity. Thank God for bringing you through to where you are. And thank God for, in the future, bringing us through this COVID-19 epidemic, bringing us through the turmoil that's going on in our lands. God will have the last word because he had the first. Be thankful. Be thankful. For this is the will of God. It's God's will that we be thankful in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Father, we stop and we pause at this very moment to say thank you on behalf of our church family. How you've worked through us, in us, and for us. How you've blessed our church family, Lord, and you've added to it as it pleases you. Lord, you've protected us through this virus to this point. And we know you're going to bring us through. You have some wonderful things in store for us in the days and even in eternity to come. And we want to say thank you today through our church family, but yet, Lord, we come down to the personal level. We come down to where I must pause and each of us must pause and thank you personally for Jesus Christ our Lord. who you revealed God's will in us and through us, and you made it possible that we could have a relationship with you and have fellowship with our God through Christ. He made it possible. He gave us the example. He laid it down for us. Help us to never, Lord, take for granted the things you spoke about in Deuteronomy, the food and the houses and the gold and silver and monetary value, whatever it may be, knowing that it all came from you. Let us not be lifted up in pride to even assume that we did it ourselves. We didn't, Lord. You gave it to us. And help us to be thankful this year. Help us to pray for those who may be most unfortunate in these days to have had loved ones pass away. Help them, Lord, to have thanks in their heart that our loved ones are with you and that we will see them again one day. Help us, Lord, as the Holy Spirit blesses us to be a blessing to others. Help our church family to reach out and to share with someone else this season how they have so much to be thankful for. We're so blessed, Lord, that we couldn't say anything else but thank you, Jesus. Because we ask it all in your blessed name. We want you to have all the honor and glory through our lives this year more than ever. We pray and ask it for Jesus' sake. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving to your family. And as many as you join together, or as few as you join together, give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you just heard from Pastor James Strickland at Sharon Baptist Church. You can find out more about us and even get directions sent to your phone, because we are open tomorrow at 10:45 if you'd like to come join us. The directions are on our website, or I'll just give them to you. The address is 2628 Shady Lane Avenue, right here in Concord, North Carolina. On our website, of course, has other sermons and audios, or if you want to find out more about us, we do take temperatures at the door and offer face masks if you'd like, and do practice social distancing, every other pew, things like that, so you should be comfortable and safe. But if you don't feel comfortable, feel free to join us on Facebook. We live stream our services at 10:45 every Sunday morning. You can find us on Facebook at Sharon Baptist Concord. Now, next week we're going to have a guest speaker, and I'm not going to tell you yet who he is, but I want to ask you a question. Does your service sound like this? You gotta send seed money. You've gotta plant the seed to get the you've gotta plant the seed to get the blessing. You've got to plant the seed. Now, I want to know, if your church sounds like that, I want you to be at our church next Sunday, because our guest preacher, is going to talk about discernment. Or maybe if you're at a church that makes you feel good all the time, and that's not a bad thing to feel good all the time, but doesn't convict you, one of those churches that, you know, maybe makes all the stories about you, they have the music start. And I'm telling you right now that maybe you've got a wall, like Joshua had a wall, and he had to knock down the wall. Maybe right now you've got a wall in your life that you need knocked down. You need knocked down. There's a wall and you need knocked down, and Jesus can knock that wall down for you. Now, all those things sound very good, but they have nothing to do with Scripture. They have nothing to do with the Bible. They don't. It's people running around on the stage, acting silly, getting you all excited with the music playing. And it sounds good. These 12-step programs sound great. But if you want to hear real preaching, you need to go to a church that actually expository preaches the Bible. That means pulls out, explains the Bible. Not says what they want to do and try to add a verse to fit into what they're trying to say, to fit into their point. And a lot of people need discernment, because a lot of people have been led astray. So please join us next week, where our guest speaker, actually, it's me, I'll be speaking at 10:45 at Sharon Baptist Church, or join us on Facebook live stream. Find out more about us, of course, on our website, SharonBaptistConcord.com. God bless you.